Welcome back to the Kyle and Charlie Show. We're in our official location for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the case.
That is the case. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
Start wearing masks. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna be quarantined safe on this podcast now. We're gonna wear masks while we're talking in our microphones. No diseases are coming through the fucking airwaves now. Oh, I said the word.
That's right. Discord spreads coronavirus. I warn you all.
Stop. That's true. Discord. You can't deny that. It's seriously true.
Yeah,
it's real.
It's real. Okay.
This is me one day of Discord.
This is me 1 week of Discord.
Yeah, that's all
I got.
How
do you do that?
How do you do that, though?
Impossible.
No. Bacana. No. Oh, God. I'm becoming a weeb. This is bad. I really need social interaction, y'all.
Apparently,
I mean, I spent a few hours ago, I was screaming the word Griffith in my closet.
It was a good scream. Like, I like the rumble you had in the.
Wait, for what, Berserk or something?
There was some weird. I found a casting call for some. It was a dub of once the duel scene between Griffith and Guts from one of the 90s Berserk movies. Oh, yeah. Or the 2D animated ones.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. Just that scene. And there was one audition for Griffith, and that was it.
Oh. And then
so
it was
like, okay, I'll do both Guts and Griffith, because why not?
Oh, yeah. Double
no
the Koska, pay.
Though. We have not got one Koska audition. I can't
Jeez.
Do her.
No one wants to be Koska.
Well, I could do Koska, but...
I'm sure there's a handy-dandy voice filter I could put on to try to pretend.
I'm assuming this didn't work.
No.
I mean...
Yeah, that makes sense.
It sounds more Alvin-y. Well...
No.
Preach about food safety really quick.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I could turn it back on.
No, we don't even care about food safety anymore. It's all about virus safety, all about coronavirus safety.
About
we don't care
safety.
About food safety anymore.
Food safety is a myth. Every PSA we've done is a lie. I shouldn't say that.
Dude, we were the cause of coronavirus. We were protecting everyone from food safety, but not virus safety.
Everyone is all like, social distancing, wear mask. I just want an Alvin, for God's sake.
Oh,
I'm a simple man.
Oh, no. I'm a simple man.
Could you imagine if the police were just like Alvin and the Chipmunk type characters?
What's that mean? Like cartoons? It's like, we're like, what?
I do not want to get fucking
what
shot
is an Alvin
and the Chipmunk.
What is an Alvin and the Chipmunk type character?
An anthropomorphized chipmunk with the abnormally high-pitched voice. But
that throws
they
you in the back of an unmarked van.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You're under arrest for a broken camera.
That does not sound like a chipmunk anymore. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
I think I started laughing too much and it just kind of broke.
I'm turning it off. It's getting too real. I'm sorry. But yeah.
You sounded like you were high on helium in a tin can or something. I don't even know what. I'm not even sure what that sounded like.
I don't know, dude. I did my best. I think it's also because I have like just a headset mic, not like the actual microphone I'm supposed to be using with this program.
Could you? I'm still on this chipmunk cop thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, let's keep going. Yeah, I think it's a good bit.
could you imagine like you're being like wrongfully accosted by a police officer and you could just kick it at like 15 feet away and then just go?
That's true.
The number of committed by cops would just plummet. Yeah.
And like domestic abuse by cops would plummet too.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? No, there's going to be some people that are going to be freaked out by chipmunks. I mean, like, oh my God, get away from me. Just start slapping her.
Do you think that if that was the case, there would be like a marked increase in chipmunk, like fear of chipmunks? Like a phobia? I feel like them being the source of authority would cause people to like become afraid of them.
Also, are the chipmunks getting like tiny guns, or are they?
Of course.
Are the chipmunks themselves?
They gotta work with the full-sized ones. Like.
It's gonna be like Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks 2. What? When he has to carry the football, that's it. He's gonna have to carry the gun.
Or in Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Lost Island one, where they kept making that balls joke because they had a what's the ball in Castaway?
Wilson.
They had an epic. Close enough. They had a Willow reference.
So you have to assign two chipmunks per gun, so one can hold it up and the other can hold the trigger.
It's kind of like a sniper team. It's like a sniper team. You have like the spotter and then the one that pulls the trigger.
The
so you have
spotter
a
and the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's like a normal pistol.
So I could like, not take them seriously if
that's the chip. The spotter would have to like hold the like the barrel of the gun up and then be like a tank and like aiming it up and down and side to side or something like that. Or it'd be like a three chipmunk team.
Well, then you just have Alvin and the Chipmunks again. Was what I feel
you
like.
You have Alvin and the Chipmunks for each cop of the team.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Who would win in a fight? One normal sized officer or three chipmunk officers?
So, do the three chipmunks like collectively drive one normal sized car, or do they?
Yeah,
the three chipmunks are supposed to be an alternative to one officer.
I guess it's like steer wheel, brake. Wait, maybe like spotter and then pedals and then wheel
steering.
Yeah. I don't know.
one for the two pedals.
They don't shift gears.
Yeah, they have one gear. It's called the go gear.
It's called go.
Police operate in like partnerships, right? You have like two cops per squad car.
So you'd have to have six chipmunks?
Oh, yeah, wait. That would make things a lot easier to drive the car, I think.
No, yeah, dude, then you have out in the chipmunks and the chipettes.
One on each side of the steering wheel to push it back and forth. That would actually be relatively safe.
Dude, that's literally Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Chipettes.
We'll be relatively safe assuming these are Alvin and the Chipmunks tier chipmunks. They're on the level of Alvin.
Yeah, they're all Alvin. Six Alvins. You gotta have some Simons in there.
You know, everyone thinks they're an Alvin, but they're really just a Theodore.
Dude, I haven't been a Theodore since day one.
Could you imagine, like people are protesting, and then the cops try to come ruin it, but they're just these little chipmunks, and like, what are you gonna do? You can't hurt me. You're not.
Are the chipmunks gonna be in riot gear?
Yeah, there's like 10 of them. And they pull out a garden hose and they just drag it along, and then try to blast them with just like a little spritz of water.
Or is it gonna be like a gelatinous mass of chipmunks that all form to make one giant chipmunk suit thing?
It's like the mice from Beastars.
Yeah, it's like that.
No, if you don't know what I'm talking, Brian knows.
I know. I think is it like the Codename? Did you guys ever watch Codename Kids Next Door?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Did you ever see the episode where there was like the little chickens, like the chicks, and they had to form into like a giant mech suit thing?
I kind of remember that.
It was for like an Easter party or something like that. And one of them hated chickens.
I remember there being a lot of chickens.
Yeah. I was thinking something like that. Which I don't know if the mice from Beastars do that exactly, but
no, they pretty much do that, yeah.
Alright.
Do you remember how in Codename Kids Next Door they would plunger your mind?
Yeah, that was in the movie, I think.
Yeah. I wonder if that would work.
Tragic accident. A local teenager accidentally erases all memories by sticking a plunger to his head.
I feel like there's like one.
The chipmunks would be like army ants. Like, you know those like giant masses of ants in some parts of like South America and Africa?
Yeah.
That just like flood towns and eat entire people. Like, what if that was just how the chipmunks handled protesters?
Dude,
actually,
top 10 phrase.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Then the easiest way to defeat the army ant chipmunk cops is to just get them to go in a circle, and they're done.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's something that I learned about army ants recently, is that they can't go in circles. If they go in a circle, they just keep going in an infinite loop until they die.
Huh. I thought the best way to handle them, like if you were like starting to get covered in them, was to jump in water because they drown.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're covered in army ants, you're not going to be like, okay, guys, let's go in a circle.
All right, everybody. We need to go in a circle. Ready? One, two, three.
In the meantime, you're just getting devoured.
You get and one of those little preschool safety things.
And you're just slowly walking in a circle.
Getting just your leg ripped off by these tiny ants.
How many ants do you think you could beat in a fight?
Yo, that's a good question, dude. About three or four.
What kind of ants are we talking?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. How big are they?
If we're talking like the staple, like what are they like? Black ants.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, those are like the. It's like I don't know if they're called like the North American like black ant or whatever, but those are like the black staple
ant.
And then you got fire ants. And then you got like a ton of other ones.
You ever see that old black and white movie where like giant ants start taking over the earth and like there's this scientist who's like, we were at the top of the food chain, but now it's their turn.
Tag in, guys.
me when I see Chipmunk Cops.
Just a massive swarm devouring people. Or they just like cover them in tiny handcuffs.
Can you imagine just like
chipmunks give everyone just surprise ear piercings because those are the size of their handcuffs?
Or like they handcuff all your individual fingers.
Like to
them, right? Or they're handcuffed together, like your pinkies are handcuffed together. And your fingers are handcuffed together.
They just use a Chinese finger trap. That's basically what you're describing. If all the fingers are together, they're just like.
I was thinking that like your hands are like clasped together like in a permanent high five, and your fingers are just stuck with like tiny little rings. That's where I thought you were going.
You know, I almost died because of a Chinese finger trap.
What?
Why? No, that's not true. You're idiots for believing that.
Brian, it's not out of the question.
Brian, you're also the same person that that has said, and I quote, doesn't know anything about common knowledge.
Yeah, but
if you knew like no common knowledge,
wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, I did almost drown twice. That one's true.
He just jumped in the deep end, not knowing how to swim, because like it couldn't be that hard.
Dude, just test it out, literally. Yeah.
Wait, when was this?
It was summer camp when I was like probably six.
Okay. It can't be that hard.
Yeah, and then it was a little hard, and I wasn't a fan. And then
you decided, no, let's do it again, run it back.
No, literally, like, my logic the second time was like, okay, the worst part, okay, I'm back in time. I remember now.
He's warped back.
My logic was like, it was like, okay, I know to be careful in deeper parts now, but this part isn't as deep.
Brian.
Okay.
Oh no. Did you like jump in like 15 foot as opposed to 16 foot deep water?
I don't even know. All I remember is like the second time I was so mad because I was like literally I was like, oh, I'm drowning again. And what I did is I like, you know, when you're a kid and you like cross your arms because you're angry. I just did that, but underwater.
You're slowly dying. You're just mad crossing your arms.
Okay, why am I have to drown?
See, where I thought you were taking this story was that you were like, I've learned from my mistakes. I can now do this.
Drowning again.
Oh, bummer.
Gee whiz.
Dang it, Mom. I really thought I had it this time.
Why did they let me drown again?
Yeah, come on, water.
Weren't you like coughing up water and trying really hard to breathe, and then a lifeguard offered you help, and you were like, nah, I got it.
The story just gets better.
This is like, Brian, you should just honestly take my place in this show. You have more tales of just like buffoonery than I could possibly count.
Have I ever told the Build-A-Bear Workshop story on this podcast?
I love that story.
Okay, wait a second. What is the Build-A-Bear workshop story?
Okay, I was like probably 4 or 5, and I got invited to a Build-A-Bear workshop party, birthday party.
And you ended up in the stuffing machine. That's where I'm betting this is going.
That's not the story. That was years later.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was like 5 weeks ago. But,
that was the same Build-A-Bear workshop.
But anyway, I bring my favorite stuffed lion. That's like my boy. I bring him around everywhere, and I'm ready for the party. It's fun. I get to play with my stuffed animal with other people's stuffed animals. But then they were like, "All right, everyone, we're gonna restuff your animals." And they started them into this weird machine, and like it like poked a hole in them and then just like threw stuffing into them. And it was terrifying to watch because like it's like the goriest of gory things out there. And so it came to my turn and I was like, no, I don't want to do this. And they're like, no, it's okay. I'm like, no. And then they ripped my line out of my hands. So those fiends, what I did is I stood up, started screaming, running around, pressing every button I could find in Build-A-Bear Workshop.
You just had a full-on meltdown because he took your lion.
No, I mean, like, one that's kind of like a...
All right,
that's like a jerk move from, like, the people. Like, they're like, oh, no, it's okay. You're like, I don't know, man. And then they're just like, screw it, and just abduct your lion.
That's messed up.
What?
What happens when you have minimum wage employees with no training trying to handle large groups of small children?
I remember, like, they tried to catch me, and I, like, dodged past them.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge, dude.
I was on the run for, like, a good probably 3 minutes before.
Where was his skill in cross-country?
I don't know.
Like, then they had to call in the chipmunk police, and it was all over.
Yeah, all the swarm of chipmunks burst through the door.
Here's the thing. I never felt rage like that before. And when you're that enraged and full of hatred, you don't run out of energy.
Who knew that the one time you'd get to see Brian actually mad and upset was when he was at a Build-A-Bear party and they stuffed his lion.
They gave me the lion.
That's what I hate most about that story. It's like they took it from him and he starts having this meltdown, and while he's having this meltdown, they still poke a hole in his animal and re-stuff it. Like, the kid is running around pressing all these buttons and he's still there with his lion. Stuffing its innards.
The kid has become Ares, god of war, manifest, and they're just like, yeah, might as well do our job.
Like, wow, this kid really doesn't want us to stuff his lion.
Oh, well.
Should we stuff his lion?
I think it's okay, Johnny.
All right.
It's like a video game choice.
But he looks like he's having a bit of a meltdown over there. So are you sure we should go through with this? All right, we can only get paid minimum
like
wage.
The most obvious video game. Yeah. This is like when you have to like.
Brian like, will remember this.
Yeah, when you're really trying to force that like antagonist role through the game, you just got to choose the one super obvious, just evil thing to do. Yeah, let's just stuff the line anyways.
Fun fact about that story, the first time I told it to Cece, I told her it happened like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. So the first part of that is that he was telling me about how his mom had to drag him out of the store, and I didn't know how long ago he lost his mom. So he told me that story had happened 3 weeks ago. So for like 4 months, I thought that he had just lost his mother and was like fine now. And I was like so scared he was just going to break down in front of us one day and like so careful around him. But no, this happened when he was 5 years old. I was so upset.
Wait, you thought his mom died when she took him out of the Build-A-Bear?
No, I knew his mom had died, and I knew that he had told me the story in which his mom was taking him out of the store, and he's saying that his mom took him out of this store 3 weeks ago, which means that his mom must have died sometime in the past 3 weeks, and I'm just like, are you, like, okay? And he's just jumping over chairs and grabbing Danny's ass and then running halfway across campus, and I'm
no, like, Danny grabbed mine.
No.
Yeah, That's how that happened.
Yeah, this is how Brian and Cece met originally. He just told her the story. Cece's like, oh my god, he's an emotional ticking time bomb. This happened 3 weeks ago.
Wait, so who ran across campus, though? Was it you or Danny?
Oh, we both did.
But you both ran across campus.
Yeah, I asked in each other's hands.
And then Danny ran after them. And Brian was screaming. And Iman and I did not realize it was a joke. So then we were trying to run after them. And then Iman was like, Cece, I don't run. So then she wanted me to carry her.
So I'm Iman. What are you
saying? Cece, I don't run. Do it for me. Like, what?
It was, oh my god, that was a time.
You better pull out the rickshaw.
And we hadn't met before. I had just been told about Danny. And so I was like, you're Danny, right? And he goes, no, I'm the garlic goblin. And then he stopped away from me. And I don't know where Brian is. And it was the weirdest thing.
And then you were like, yeah, these kids seem pretty cool. And continued to hang out with them.
Yeah.
I bring out sides of people. I don't know what I do.
You brought out the garlic goblin, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't even know about the garlic goblin.
Oh yeah. That happened because Danny asked me why I didn't want to go to Garlic Fest with him. And I just said, like, I'm afraid of the garlic goblins. They appear behind you, slap you on the ass, and then when you turn around, you hear, nyeh, and you see, like a garlic cloud.
A garlic cloud? Like a cartoon like stink cloud?
Yeah. And that was that was the end of the conversation.
Straight out of the depths of 4chan, the garlic goblin.
I'm telling you, when I'm tired, I become a creative wizard.
I mean, you had the genius idea of recreating Lafayette campus all entirely in Minecraft.
So
that we would be the first college to have our campus entirely done in Minecraft.
But also, can we rebuild Easton just so I could blow it up? Like, I'm not threatening Easton, but I'm just saying, like, I have a dream.
I have this internal rage.
Yeah,
he has a dream. He has a dream. Let him dream.
Okay. Well, Oh no! Looks like we have to burn this entire recording.
Oh, for City of Easton, I love you. I would never do a terroristic attack or any attack. Well, okay, I would never do a terroristic attack.
I am biggest troll,
and neither would I.
Okay, wing. Kyle, we know your plans. You can't shut up about how we should go back before the Industrial Revolution happened, because that was the downfall of humanity.
What? Dude,
that's
then
what
how
the
to have iPhone?
Said.
I need iPhone. I'm a teenager. I must have iPhone.
I just love the Brian's out here being like, I would never attack. The number of times this man has threatened to burn down all the frats. Or dropkick frat boys. I swear to God.
They deserve it, though.
They do.
I mean, I think there's maybe one fraternity that I like on campus that like actually had nice people in it, but they're gone now, I think. Yeah. Owen's fraternity had a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah, they did.
And then, like, a lot of them left last year. There's still a couple of nice ones, and Owen is definitely one of them. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Owen, if you're listening.
If you're listening, we love you.
And Owen, there's
no hatred
wrestle
whatsoever.
Owen, I will beat you in that arm wrestle, hands down. I won't even try.
How are you
going to
arm
no
wrestle
you're
yourself,
going to win.
Brian?
Listen here, Owen. I hope you live a long, fulfilling life.
Yeah, I hope
that's
you get
nice
in the law
you to
school,
say
man.
That ends in a plane crash. Okay.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
Or is he?
You've threatened to burn down the city of Easton and hoped a man died in a plane crash.
No, he is not threatened to burn down any city, not especially not one named Easton.
And like, right? And like, I'm not, yeah, right. And definitely not planning like Philadelphia second, Allentown third. Like, no.
Wait, why Philly second?
Yeah. And then why would you then go back to Allentown?
Yeah, why don't you start small and build up?
Because, yeah, okay, you know how suspicious it would look? Oh, a fire started in Easton. Oh, a fire started in Allentown. Same dude. But
so why would you then ever go back to Allentown?
Well, because can you blow up my town, please?
Sure, Freeland.
If hypothetically you were doing that.
Yeah, hypothetically, if I was to go on an arsonistic bender.
An arsonistic bender.
21st birthday gonna be fun, am I right, Brian?
Capri Sun's an arson.
Could you imagine I make Molotov cocktails out of Capri Suns?
Dude, once you turn 21, you can legally make Molotov cocktails. You can buy all the ingredients.
Go ahead. Freaking cat.
Don't you have to be 21 or 18 to buy air compressed?
To buy air.
Spray can air, you know, the
that's why I said when you turn 21, you can legally buy and make Molotov cocktails. Don't tell the government.
Yeah. You guys ever try to fit a whole lighter in your mouth?
Oh my god, I was so mad when you did that.
What? All right, this is just going to be called the Brian episode. Brian reveals all.
You know, actually, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, what size lighter? Talking like a fat Zippo thing or like a rinky-dink little Bic guy?
Okay, well, I was thirsty and I saw the liquid inside.
You're telling me right now, you're starting the story of, yeah, I put a lighter in my mouth with, I was thirsty.
Listen, you see liquid inside. Liquid is drinkable.
Liquid is drinkable.
Yes.
Sometimes when I go to the gas station, I see the pumps. I'm like,
I feel a quick sip.
It's looking mighty tasty right now.
Yeah, I need a good drink for the road.
Yeah, top me off.
What the car's having.
Wait, I just remembered. I remembered a good loophole for online threats. I will only burn down. I won't burn down those cities, actually. But I will only if.
I don't get 10,000 likes on my next Facebook post.
And a horse crashes through my window.
Yeah. What?
Okay. You're did holding you, the city of Easton.
Did you complete that spot or like
for a horse and 10,000 Facebook likes?
Here's a leaf
area. There could legit be horses.
True, but well, like
then, this is the lamest ransom ever.
Well, like here's the thing with online threats. Like if I tweet like I'm going to murder Kyle. Like that's a problem. If that gets reported, the police might be like, okay, let's just
got motive. He's tweeted it.
But if I tweet out, I'm going to murder Kyle if an airplane crashes 5 miles away from my house, then I'll only be investigated if that event happens.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think if you tweet, I'm going to kill someone, like like out of context, because what else is on your Twitter? It's probably not death threats. It's probably more like dumb memes.
My Twitter is mostly mostly hey, death threats. Listen to my SoundCloud.
Yeah, if you're gonna go from SoundCloud to I will kill Kyle, well, like
then make your Twitter mostly death threats, and then you'll get around this whole issue, and then everything will be like, different.
Oh, it's just that guy. Yeah, they're gonna be desensitized to it. Then you could just actually do it.
Like, you can't just say, I want to blow up Easton. You have to say, I'm going to blow up Easton.
Which I will not.
If you say, I want to kill someone, they don't investigate it. But if you say, I'm going to kill someone, then
I'm going
to official threat.
If you show motive.
Motive, okay. How's this for a death threat tweet?
Okay, well, first of all, rewind it back. You got to tell us about this lighter thing and why you decided to drink it.
You do not know the beautiful juices within the sweet nectarine lighter.
Brian doesn't like drinking out of cups. You might have noticed his fascination with drinking fountains. He cannot pass one without drinking it.
Well, I mean, like that's just a rule.
And I always talk.
Take a sip out of the.
I have little like plastic cups, and I just keep a jug of water in my fridge so people can just have water. And I gave him one because he was thirsty. But he didn't want to drink out of it because he wanted something moving. So then he thought, maybe I can get this liquid to move but he didn't want it to start a fire. So if you deprive the fire of oxygen in your mouth, somehow that helps.
And I'll have.
Like, wait, so where did this? Where did drinking the lighter come out of?
That was the night I was known as the Dragon of Lafayette.
I don't think that's true.
If anything, you were like the kid that set his tongue on fire.
Okay, I'll have you know. Remember when party almost burned down?
For the like, fourth time or whatever?
Years ago?
Yeah.
Like the original or like the sequel?
Like the professor that was microwaving papers?
Yeah, I was the microwave.
You put the papers in your mouth and said,
I saved the lighter fluid for that very moment.
So you went forward in time to gather the lighter fluid and then to go back in time and just hum.
I make a really good, really convincing microwave.
Dude, yeah, remember you want to hear what a microwave on autotune would sound like?
Like a SoundCloud rapper? Or like...
That's called the T-Pain microwave.
My cat is looking around for what in the world made that noise.
Dude, put your cat in the Discord call. Get an account.
Quick, play the Kyle Charlie official theme song.
Oh, you got it, buddy. what was it again? Oh yeah, quick. This one. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Oh no.
Can we get a Kappa cringe in the chat, everyone?
Oh no, we're cringing.
I mean, yuck. I'll consider a Kappa cringe. I'm not sure yet. I'll think about it.
One,
going in the going in the to-do list.
One, two, three.
I have no idea what I've done, but it is not working.
All right.
What are you trying to do?
This. That.
The atonal genius.
I strike again.
All right. Now what? What's the next bit? What do we have planned?
The next topic.
Besides Ryan doing dumb thing.
Do you remember the time we convinced your dad you roller skated into the pit?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Ryan's story number 4. Let's go.
No, we can't keep going on Brian's story.
I'm just so interesting. It happens. Yeah. I'll have you know I have a face that everyone recognizes at Lafayette.
No, they're like, oh, is that old?
Why are you laughing constantly during saying that?
Because yeah, I'm just recognizing.
I'm just like, I mean, nice over Lafayette.
I'm just so popular, just fucking Seinfeld theme. Dude, I should have gotten
experiences.
You could say that Brian's kind of the Charles Manson of Lafayette.
Most likely to become a cult leader. Join me. I'll show you enlightenment. I don't money.
I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to make a cult.
Oh no, it definitely isn't. You just need like a promise that you can't fulfill, and then
die. And if you die, it becomes a religion.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like
basically, learn a couple magic tricks.
You must all upload mukbang videos to YouTube before the rapture comes.
You must do a different food. Each follower will be assigned one. Dude, I'm really praying some poor schmuck doesn't get rat for his mukbang video.
Rats are pretty cute.
They are.
Yeah, then why would you want to make the mukbang of a rat?
And hey, just those, eat them? That's your fetish, buddy.
What? We're talking about religion. This is something completely different.
I thought we were talking about rats.
Yeah, the rats that
what
you must
are
eat
we talking
before.
About?
You gotta eat. You gotta eat the. You gotta eat the Alvin Chipmunk Police Force. for the rapture.
Oh my God. Could you imagine the wait, hold on. I'm really bad at this. Alvin and the AATCPD would treat rats.
The what?
The Alvin and the Chipmunks Police Department. Oh. Thank you, CC.
Would you also have to assume that the rats are anthropomorphic as well?
No.
So it's just a bunch of like just sentient rats. Beings beating up rats.
I'd imagine they wouldn't like them.
That's like humans just beating up like, I don't know, like monkeys. Not like chimpanzees or gorillas, but like monkeys.
I mean, people do that. There are monkey fighting rings.
Yeah, and like they're weird. Like who's like, oh dude, you want to go to the monkey fighting ring tonight?
I mean, it's Saturday.
Saturday night with the boys, monkey fight time.
Looking at baby monkeys is so weird because, like, it's like you at first you think they're cute, but then they just look like a fully grown human man if you look at them for too long, like their face, and then they're just creepy.
What monkeys are you looking at?
Like domestic house cats.
What?
The origin of domestic house cats.
There's just a fully grown man that they just raised, and he eventually just evolved into a cat.
They're supposed to be baby monkeys.
Cats are?
Hmm?
Yes.
I've never heard this once in my life.
They used to survive by tricking monkeys into thinking that they were their babies, and the monkeys would feed them. And, like, take care of them, because they looked kind of like monkey babies when they were that small. In areas where there were giant cats and monkeys, and the small cats kind of seemed like monkey babies. Like,
it's like cuckoos.
I mean, when you see a little baby that looks a lot like a monkey, I feel like the monkey would be like, I guess, I mean, you can't take the risk. The risk outweighs...
Dude, that's like...
monkey baby.
Yeah, it's like the age-old question of is it... No, have you seen the there was a thing that a guy was raising like puppies and then turns out they were bears. Did you hear about that? It's like the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. I feel
Adrian
like
Ian said it's me, Ryan the editor. Oh god, help me.
Get back in there, Ryan. Literally, it said the Ian said this.
Well, who's Ian on this podcast? I'm not.
Oh, that is true. Who is Ian?
Great question. Actually, we don't know an Ian.
Yeah, there's no Ian. Only Ryan. Yeah, only Ryan. Yeah, Ryan, you shall be silenced forever.
Isn't Ryan a fetus?
No.
What? Why do we have a fetus edit our podcast?
Do you not remember my official artwork?
I don't think your official artwork did Ryan justice.
Here it is again.
There was like a period of time where you kept drawing fetuses on napkins.
Why no. was I given a hot dog? This is some of this stuff is new.
No, I don't think it is though. I think this was always there.
I feel like the gorilla thing was like my gorilla arms and like shriveled up legs. That was accurate. Like that was lore. Then yeah. Kyle looking smug. The dog, Ryan being like attached to his cage. Who's up top? Who is
that's
that?
Me.
Oh, that's you.
It says Brian next to it.
Yeah, I just saw like a nose goblin and a scribble, and I was like, who's this?
I also have a trident.
Yeah, I don't know when you added the weapons, and I don't know why I was given a hot dog and a sword.
I think I remember him adding the weapons, or someone added the weapons. Might have been you that added the weapons.
It definitely wasn't me.
This is all me.
Someone whipped open the 3D.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, okay. Like I don't even know what it was.
Wait. 3D paint.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'll have to check in my files because I remember I screen capped when you finished that up and then put it in the chat and then you... No! The hot dog is canon. All of this is canon. I'm a fool.
I love the starry look you have in your eyes in the panel.
Yeah, I love how I look like an anime character. Then Kyle just has murder.
Kyle.
My Kyle's face is also so the small. Only, Kyle's also blue when everyone else is drawn in like black
my face
and white.
Is blue, yeah.
He's blue and yellow.
There's a lot to dissect here.
It's only your face.
My head's blue. What can I tell
you? I feel like you gotta redo the official fan art.
Brian, your head looks like Phineas from Phineas and Ferb, but like with a dent.
He got hit in the head with a shovel or something. There's like a big indentation in the middle.
Homie said bonk.
So something I used to love doing in high school is I'd take like cartoon characters and draw them like disgustingly realistic. I'll see if I can find any drawings of that. I'm kind of proud of it.
Oh no. I feel like this is we're going even further down the rabbit hole.
Oh dude, don't worry on me.
Have we passed an hour?
No.
Oh my goodness, it feels like it's been
three. I think we started pretty late because of me.
Yeah,
so.
We did. That is true.
Time
yeah,
is
your cat right needed you.
He did.
Yeah, he did, Cece. What the hell? Leave him alone. He needed the cat.
He wanted attention, and I gave it to him.
Yeah, Kyle's a simple man.
Do you think that made your cat happy?
I don't understand how you can't give a cat attention. Like, pet the cat and talk on Discord.
Yeah, it's how do you think evil villains do it,
Kyle?
Well,
because he walks in front of my computer and rubs himself on the mic.
So pick him up off the table and put him in your lap.
Nope. No, he'll get back on.
What is this?
It's just a picture of your nose?
Yeah, it is.
It's just Brian's nose. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, I draw these things hyper realistic. Just sends a selfie.
I will find this. I remember it.
Wow, that's really good. Very good drawing.
I should have clipped that. That would have been so good.
I almost just slipped into a character and a voice. I shouldn't have.
What did you? Oh no, you almost summoned Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Yeah, him. Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it. Yes, yes. I'm quite proud of this.
Oh,
proud of that.
What is that?
That is my own little creation, my own little cartoon character. One day, all
right.
Decided...
For those of you that can't see because this is audio, that is a. It looks like SpongeBob, but instead of SpongeBob having like a tiny little torso, he has an actual torso.
Oh, it's SpongeBob. I thought it was like a weird Frankenstein.
Oh, no. It's my own character.
Oh, is that why it says Chabu?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, it's his OC.
Donut Steel.
Yeah, this is my new Sonic Adventures character. I just made him today.
Could you imagine if you just woke up and just you saw that walking towards you?
I feel like I would die. I would probably scream, poop my pants, and then die. Not in that order, though.
All right, I have. Okay.
Die before you scream?
Well, I mean, when you die, you kind of are forced to poop your pants.
Okay.
I don't know if that's accurate.
I mean, like, everything just kind of goes loose, and whatever you got in there is coming out one way or another.
Kyle, I have a question for you.
Yes?
You're playing Dota 2, right?
No.
To go along with it.
Yes.
Yes, it is me playing Dota 2.
And I don't care who you're playing as, but you're having a grand old time. But then, like, your character turns around and starts, like, knocking on the screen, being like, I've realized I'm in a simulation. Get me out. Do you turn off your game?
Well, no. I don't think I would. What if I could get them out? If I could get it, I don't know who it is. I don't know what character it is. But if I can get them out, I'm going to get them out.
That's fair. That's fair.
I want Meepo in real life, okay?
Meepo? Meepo be like
Smite the other day. I played through the tutorial and the character they have you play in the tutorial.
Oh, is that Neith? Oh wait, no. Clothes.
Has what?
Like
Neith
wearing like 2 inches of fabric. It was the weirdest thing. I think it's the worst outfit I've ever seen for a female character in a video game.
Yep, that's Neith. I played a lot of Smite in my day.
I played as the I forget her name, but she's
wait, you guys should join my Smite clan.
Kyle, you know the Chinese story of the girl who's floated up to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a character in Smite. She's busted.
Who are you talking about?
Imagine Meepo knocking on your screen right now.
Yeah, I would help it too.
I'd be like, yo, what's poppin', little man?
What character floated up to the moon? I can't remember her name.
Lady floats to moon name.
You're gonna get the Avatar: The Last Airbender person.
I do not. Oh, Chunga.
Oh, Chunga. Okay, yeah. Chunga, now okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Chunga's kind of OP.
Yeah, busted beyond belief.
Yeah, she literally gets a free CC immunity and like just overall immunity in general. Oh no, you guys got me talking Very Smite cool. again. I have to stop.
Jeffrey has been playing.
I agree.
Wait, can we like party up and play one night? That would be so much fun.
I'd have to download it and learn Smite, but I'll play.
And that's it. I'm terrible.
It's okay. I'll carry you guys.
I will learn the game if we're gonna play it. I will learn the game.
That's why you have those big ape arms to carry us.
We're gonna put on YouTube the Kyle Charlie Show does Smite.
It's 5v5, so with the four of us and Jeffrey, we have a team.
Oh yeah, there is four of us. I thought there I was counting the other bot that I put in here to record as
yeah,
another
what Kyle Charlie Show bot.
Who's this guy?
It's Ryan.
Oh yeah, we're gonna leave Ryan behind. Well, yeah,
Ryan's
we're
the coach.
Ryan's our coach.
He's gonna be our team manager. Classic Ryan.
Knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's
it's
there?
Ryan.
Oh wait, I'm not.
What happened to our knock knock joke?
What knock knock joke?
Knock knock.
What are you talking about? My pizza just came.
Okay.
Ryan, you know what I think about you? You know what I think about you?
I don't care.
Hey Brian. Well. Wait. Hey Kyle, knock knock.
Who's
man with stick?
There. Oh man with stick? Man with stick who?
Wait, how many cartoon sound effects do you have on that?
I only have, like, one. I haven't really put a lot on there.
You need, like, the one where people are, like, slipping, and it gives, like, that zip, zip, zip.
Oh, yeah, I should actually get that one on there. But right now, we're just gonna have to do with Kyle Horn, our theme song, and Bonk.
Wait, how press, like, just spam Bonk really quick.
Wait, what's Kyle Horn?
Kyle Horn was something I used to censor when I cared about.
Right.
Can
you play it right now?
Yeah, sure. You.
Wait, I'm curious. I don't know. What does it sound like? Chipmunked.
Is it chipmunked?
I don't know. It sounded chipmunked to me. Play it again.
I don't think it was.
Was that the actual audio?
That's the actual audio. If I check it again, but yeah. That's it.
That's definitely chipmunked.
No, it's not.
It has to be. That sounds edited.
No, that was you made that noise because you were like
like that?
Yeah, you. Oh, okay. I asked him. I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna censor some of those things." And you're like, "Censor it with this," and then he made that noise. I was like, "That's what I'm gonna do."
Okay.
So I censored all those.
I didn't believe that I made the noise. I was like that couldn't have been what it sounded like.
It's too real.
Censor the next thing I say.
Brian, you're such a.
I'll scalp you.
Hey, city of Easton.
And Philadelphia, don't think you're out of it too.
Oh no, this is going horribly. I'm so bad at censoring. Oh no, Cece's gone quiet. She's preparing the ultimate curse.
She's preparing the French. Would you still have to censor it?
I mean, I don't know how many people that speak French listen to this show.
We technically don't have to censor anything.
Yeah, I'm just doing it for the meme at this point.
I mean, the curse word I use most often in French is not actually a curse word. I just say zut alors, which literally is like, aw, nuts. Oh, that my French teacher taught us in ninth grade, and I just love it so much.
Seems like you're going to jail. That was the worst word you could have possibly said.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to assume that one was worse.
That was the same one.
I forgot.
It's the same thing.
But it was worse because I meant it that time.
I forgot.
Je tellement faim, fam.
So you love your hunger.
I'm in love with the hunger.
Je t'aime is I love you because that T is like you. But if you say j'adore ma femme, then you're saying I love my wife.
je l'ai compris. That's
good one.
Don't worry, I got this. Despacito. That's all I got.
Wow, Charlie, you really can sing.
Yeah, dude, I don't know why I haven't been on stage yet. Oh my god, Brian, you could play on your piano and I could sing to it. And then Kyle could do
interpretive dance moves on stage.
I'll choreograph the dance.
Sure.
You actually tried that dance that I tried to teach you in the common room that one time. I was so proud of you. I was so happy that
I didn't do well.
What?
You did your best.
I tried.
No, you actually kind of almost got it.
Wow, maybe I should be a dancer.
Dancing is a difficult.
Not, you just move.
I have no sense of what to do. If someone's like tells me, all right, dance right now, I'd have no idea what to do, but I can kind of do it when people tell me exactly what to do.
Garfield shuffle.
Oh, I can do that. That one's an exception.
That one is like a
we all know that one very well. Okay, that's like that's our dance.
Yeah. Kyle, when we graduate, we're Garfield shuffling if we get on camera.
Actually,
we walk on stage wearing the Garfield costumes.
Dude, that's gonna be my gown. I'm gonna just get an orange gown to graduate.
We don't wear the caps. We wear Garfield hats.
My original cap plan. Is to just put our like logo on our cap.
I honestly really would. I think it would be really funny if we wore Garfield hats.
That would actually. I feel like my parents would kill me, but you know,
my parents would not be happy. But
that would be iconic. The two fuckers that graduated with Garfield hats.
But it's not the same. If we don't actually wear you can't say I wore a Garfield hat to graduation if you just only kind of wore a Garfield hat.
You gotta wear the whole thing.
You have to commit. Commit to the bit.
I can wear mine in the crowd as like support.
You gotta, Brian, you would have to wear your full costume.
Out in the sun, in those little folding chairs that they set up in the little rows.
Hey, if you get lucky, you'll get stadium seat. Brian's not graduating with us. He's youth.
Where do people graduate?
You graduate like on the football field.
Where's that?
Oh, what?
I remember where
you know where that is.
You've been out of school for maybe like 6 months.
I know where it is. I didn't know. I didn't know many. I don't. Yeah. What up?
Maybe we should end the episode.
Yeah.
Brian is losing.
I think Brian's 2 hours of sleep is getting to him now.
I am.
He can name buildings and places at Lafayette, and he has no clue. And then you say, like, the place with the quesadillas. And he's like, oh. Or, like, that place we went to see that lecture that one time. And he's like, oh, the building that Chess Club was in. Oh, he just doesn't actually know the names.
Would you know where the building where Chess Club was in? I don't even know where Chess Club is.
Party Hall 102B.
Interesting. I will definitely make an appearance this fall.
You better not make an appearance this fall.
I will get an exception. I will be like, I must learn here. I must be tutored. I must be educated.
You lick all of the desks.
I'm trying to get independent research, like, qualifications, which I think is, like, kind of bullshit, but I kind of really hope we end up with them.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that'd be, like, getting research is actually, like, not a bad thing at all, especially if you're, like, what, a sophomore or junior in college? So getting one to kind of like cheese your way to get back into campus, and then also to like do the work, like win-win, I guess.
No, like
to schmeeze your way in.
We're already doing on the debate team should qualify as independent research that we need to be on campus for.
Debate team, all right. I harbor some feelings about debate team, because on one hand it's just a club, but on the other hand it's got enough work to be a second job. So you know.
Yeah.
Who's really the fools here? The people that got saddled with the second job, or the people that chose to get saddled with the second job?
The people who do debate and have a second job.
Those are the real fools. Why would you do that to yourself?
In high school, I was on two debate teams and had a third job. I was.
How are you still alive?
I was averaging 16 cups a day my senior year.
Jesus. 16.
It was not good. It was not healthy. Do not recommend.
Cups of what?
No,
Listerine.
Well, and I get like 4 cups of coffee, and they're like, Jesus, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, what about it?
You should see me on caffeine. I become a different being.
Oh, for a while, I think I pulled like 2 all-nighters in a row in freshman year, just like in a normal week, just for like, just because I just could not organize myself.
The thing is, caffeine makes me really tired, and it almost knocks me out whenever I drink it.
That time you had that tea and like couldn't get up off the couch, I was kind of concerned.
Homie drank black tea and died.
I don't get why my body is just like, oh yeah, caffeine. Good night. But
caffeine means bedtime.
Have you tried drinking more caffeine? Like maybe you didn't have enough, and that's why you felt tired.
I mean, like, you know, a little bit
like
of caffeine
a
is
a cup of caffeinated tea, and then like leaned on me the whole way up the stairs.
I mean, caffeinated tea's not got a lot. If you're thinking like black tea or whatever,
green
or like
tea.
Earl Grey, green tea. Yeah, that's literally like a smidgen of caffeine compared to like a cup of coffee. So I don't know. I mean, caffeine does have some like stress relief effects, and migraine and headache relief for some people, but it also is a pretty addictive substance.
How much caffeine in green? Wait, no, it's not. He spoke.
I feel like it's like maybe like 10 milligrams.
35.
Yeah, but I feel like a normal cup of like just like. Like traditional, like hot
coffee
water.
Is,
yeah, it's 150.
95.
Jeez, my numbers are way off.
Just like my intelligence quotient.
Yeah, I have an average IQ. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I feel like this is actually not a bad spot to end the episode.
Oh really? Oh really?
Oh, really?
Who made you the boss of this show?
Nobody. I think we're both kind of the boss.
Quick, do a Peter Griffin impression.
Okay. End the show.
All right. Do we play our theme song as our outro now?
Yeah, sure.
All righty. Okay. Good night. Merry Christmas. Joyous times and for all. Bye-bye.
So beautiful. Okay.
Follow SoundCloud. Hey, yo.